SBS Radio.
Our topic this week is real foods. Would you be able to tell us about the health issues currently in the community, such as diabetes, and what would be your first advice to reducing the current numbers?
I think one of the easiest things for most people to implement really quickly around health or good health will be the fact that if they can include as much real food, meaning something that hasn't been processed, fried, or modified in any way, shape or form, or even made for that purpose, so they can then provide nutrients to their body and provide an environment internally that allows or minimises the amount of illnesses and diseases that we then come across. That's one of the most simple, easy and effective tips that you could give anyone, but gets neglected far too often.
So you're saying we should be eating nothing but real foods? Describe to us, what are the real foods?
I think the biggest thing I try and pass on to everyone I come across, it's very important to enjoy life. If we're forever eating real foods, we obviously will put ourselves in the best position around our health. But I also understand that I'm realistic, and people in general might catch up over a pizza to watch football as an example that's coming up, or someone might even have a wine or an ice cream on a warm, hot day, as it has been over summer here. So it's very important to create a balance between both and make sure that that balance, a majority of that balance, is geared towards real foods, providing those nutrients I've spoken about, but also on the back end, making sure there's a balance there so it doesn't become too restrictive and it becomes more of a balanced, sustainable, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, this reminds me of a book I was reading a few years back called In Defense of Food, and they say you should eat food that looks as closely as possible, or if not, just food in its natural state, like banana should look like a banana, an apple like an apple, and things like that, not the things that have undergone manufacturing and processes and all that.
You hit the nail on the head, and the more we can then include that simple yet effective tip, the less illness and disease we put ourselves in front of. As an example, I spoke to a marine biologist yesterday about fish, and it was really interesting to learn that fish that were caught and then obviously stressed out would then release toxins, from what I've got, and I hope I got that right from this marine biologist, within the body that then made them more obviously toxic to you than those that were snap frozen once they were caught, because there was less stress involved in the actual catching of that fish. Yeah. It was a very, very interesting concept, but it shows you the more we can keep it as natural as possible, the less chance we are putting ourselves in the road of ill health. So,
why is it important to eat real food over something that's processed? Can you give us some one or two examples?
I think one of the easiest ways I try and put this to people is always think about a pool and the fact that we just need this, it's almost one ingredient, chlorine, to make sure that it stays nice and stable and we're able to swim in it, it looks nice and beautiful, versus during winter when we don't look after that and it starts to turn green from the inside out. And that's just from one thing that I know of, as I'm not a pool expert, but in general, for us, we need a whole heap of nutrients on a daily basis, and we're eating the rainbow, and we're eating that on a regular basis through real foods. We're more than likely going to create that nice, clean environment inside that people want to swim in as such, versus if we didn't look after ourselves with these unprocessed foods and junk foods and so forth, that would then make us green from the inside out, and obviously then put us, as I said, in the pathway of this big truck coming through with a whole heap of illness and disease.
Going back to diabetes, is it possible for a person who has been diagnosed actually with diabetes to improve their condition just through eating better food, healthy, eating real food?
You look at all the data, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, or even cancers, the more we eat these real foods, the less chance we are of illness and diseases, and we minimise the chance of actually falling sick. We want to make sure that our body's as alkaline as possible, so we're nice and strong and fresh, and the environment inside is in a stable condition, to put it probably the best way, to allow us to then live a healthier and a better life, versus obviously when we put ourselves in a position where we're eating these foods that have been processed, making us green from the inside out, and it can have a a massive impact on someone, especially with diabetes as an example, type 2 diabetes, where they can actually come off the medication that they're on just through the foods that they're actually putting into our mouth. So it's very important. Make the right choices around your foods, and it's quite simple. Just choose real foods as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, and is this a principle that you live by yourself, or...?
Well, having obviously an Aboriginal background, for me, it was a no-brainer. I look back to what our ancestors did, and I looked at a lot of their photos and how lean they actually were. And then I thought about what they did and how they ate. And you have to understand that a lot of the foods, there was no takeaway food shops going around back in the day. So everything that they ate was obviously as much as natural as possible and as real as you could possibly get. And you look at the photos, there's no gyms around at that time even. As I said, they were some of the leanest people I've ever seen in this world. So it's a no-brainer to use that same principle as my ancestors did and pass that on to everybody that I come in contact with so they can live their best life as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.